sunshine. Give me a do.
Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good hands. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now then, it's just around the corner. The Leaving Cert orals, would you believe, begin this weekend. There's the thing with the match on tonight. Some people are worrying about the Leaving Cert orals. We're going to look now at some tips and tricks, not just to help your kids manage the stress involved, but also how to succeed. Joining me now is Dan Sheehy, principal of the Tuition Centre and a secondary school teacher for over 25 years. Good afternoon, Dan.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Must be very hard now with the orals so close and this match happening tonight to keep people focused.
I think we're all looking forward to the match, but there's certainly a large cohort worried about Saturday the 28th, Thursday the 2nd of April. It's a nerve-wracking time for the Leaving Certs out there. And as a parent who had a Leaving Cert student last year, it's not much easier for the parents, let me tell you.
They keep bringing those dates forward, don't they? They weren't always this early, were they?
No, I mean, since COVID, a lot has changed in terms of Leaving Cert, and a lot of it has benefited the students. You might be aware as well, you know, they shorten some of the exams, or, you know, they give you more choice in the exams. You had to shorten the amount you had to learn. But certainly one area where students are more disadvantaged now than compared to before COVID is the orals. I mean, the way it used to be was you'd have your Irish oral the week before Easter. So that was great. You studied. Then you had your Irish oral. Then you 2 weeks of an Easter break. And then after the Easter break, you had your foreign language ones, your Spanish, your French, your German. And that really worked well for students, I felt. But now, since COVID, it's all in 1 week. And it's the first week of their Easter holidays. So it's this Saturday the 28th to Thursday the 2nd. So, you know, a student theoretically could have their French oral on Saturday and their Irish oral on Sunday. And, you know, schools are very good. They'll try and mitigate against that. But there's no getting away from it. It's a lot tougher now.
It's grim. And you said you had the experience last year, your daughter. So did I. And I can remember sitting on the touchlines and just feeling so useless and feeling I can't do these orals for them. You know, they're just stuck. Did your own kind of appreciation of the anxiety change because of that, do you think?
Yeah, my appreciation of all things Leaving Cert changed. And I've been teaching the Leaving Cert pretty much exclusively for 25 years. And, you know, like a lot of teachers, I probably thought I knew it all. But the house changes during the Leaving Cert year. And we actually had a junior cycle student as well. So everything kind of changes in the house for that year. And you do feel a bit helpless. You know, I felt I had lots of advice to give. But I think we all know our kids will rarely listen to their parents, no matter how much of an expert they seem to be.
Even if your parent is a teacher and is taking oral exams as well.
I think even more so, Tom. I think the teachers of Ireland out there listening now will agree. And definitely, I think the parents will, the kids will listen to anyone but their parents sometimes. But there are ways we can kind of de-stress both the parent and the kid, you know.
Right. Well, we've very limited time to try and de-stress them. So what do we do?
Well, I suppose the best one to talk about is the Irish oral, because the Irish oral is 40% of your final grade, which is a stunning amount. In 15 minutes, it's 40% of your final grade. Foreign languages are not inconsiderable. They're 25%. But I feel that Irish tends to be the one the kids worry about a lot. And there are ways to ease that stress. So number one, there's four kind of elements to the Irish oral, and we know what three of them are. You know, the welcome is the first thing. You'll be asked your name, your age, your date of birth, and your address. So everyone knows that's going to be asked. You can prep for that.
Yeah.
Second thing you're going to be asked is you got to read a piece of poetry. Yeah, you can prep for that. And you can actually bring it in with you and have a little bit of phonics. Fourth thing is the old picture sequence that everyone knows. So that's three of the four things that we can prep for. What everyone gets worried about is the conversation and the dreaded, what if they ask me about Trump? What if they ask me about the economy? So here's the hint. The examiner is on your side. And they want you to talk about what you want to talk about. So, for example, if Tom is doing the oral and Tom really wants to talk about football, he loves soccer. So what he does is when the examiner says, well, Tom, how many brothers and sisters have you? And Tom says, I have two brothers and one sister. All Tom has to say there is, but I'm really close to my older brother because we both play football. Now, what's the examiner's next question going to be?
Tell me about football.
It's going to tell me. And that's the strategy. We call these breadcrumbs. And this is what the examiner wants.
The examiner
is not a big, bold person sent down from the department.
Okay.
The examiner is a teacher from two towns over who's trying to make a bit of extra money in Easter.
Yeah, so
they're on your side.
Yeah. So what do you think about the Iran-Iraq War? What on football? Just straight in.
Straight in. Or like, it's okay to say no. It's say, I have no interest in that because I'm always busy in the evenings with my football. You know, and I'm not just saying football. It can be dance. It can be theater. It can be music. It can be, of course, editing. I think we're all obsessed with football today, maybe.
Yes. Well, I think no matter what you have, my daughter was music. That was no matter what she was going to be asked, she was going to get the conversation around to music, which I have to say was really facilitated by the success of Kneecap last year.
Well, there you go.
It's not often you're going to have an Irish band rapping in Irish, you know. So that was, I think she managed to do that and had actually memorized some Kneecap songs. I don't know how that worked out in the end. So, but bottom line is don't feel embarrassed about that. The examiner wants that.
The examiner wants you to talk about what you want to talk about. I mean, I always say that the orals are like an inversion of normal exams in that you're the person who knows the answers. I mean, you know about your family, you know about your hobbies, you know what you like, you know what you don't like. The examiner doesn't know that. And they're just trying to get you to talk about what you want to talk about. And I suppose there is one thing that students, that does make students nervous when they walk in, Tom.
Yeah.
And it's, there's always that recorder on the desk. And none of us like the sound of our own voice. But it would be important for every student to know that though the oral is recorded, no one ever listens to that. The reason the oral is recorded is in case I'm an examiner and for some reason I have all my notes in my car and my car gets stolen in a petrol station on the way home. We just have to have a recording, but no one listens to that recording. So you don't need to worry about that, you know?
Oh,
and
okay.
The second thing would be that there'll be a very small percentage of students, Tom, who walk into the oral and there'll be two examiners in there.
Okay.
And so that can create a sudden stress. But what they need to know about that is, that's just an examiner and he or she is actually there to judge your examiner, not you.
Okay.
So that's a benefit because that puts pressure on the examiner to be kind, to be nice, which they all are anyway. You know, they're wonderful, the examiners. But don't worry if you go in and there's a second person there. They're not to judge you at all. You know, they're there to help you to make sure the examiner's doing a really good job for you.
How long is the oral?
It's 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
You know, but 3/4 of that in Irish are taken up by things that you know are coming up, as we said. And, you know, it's same in French and German and Spanish. You have a role play. You have a document that you can bring in. So most people tend to be worried about the 4 or 5 minutes of conversation. But remember, leave those breadcrumbs. Tell them what you want to talk about. And it's okay to have a little stutter, have a little stop, have a little, oh, I don't know what to talk about at the moment. The examiner's not going to take marks off you for that.
Sure.
They're just going to give you a chance to relax and come back again. And, you know, like the leave insert itself, Tom, everybody's on the student side. They might know it, but the person who sets the paper is on your side. The person correcting the paper is on your side. We're all in it, so you guys do well.
Seems like the big thing is to try and calm yourself as you go in. Have those things ready. Have rehearsed your name and your age and your family and all those things you can tell. Have them absolutely off by heart.
Yeah, and you know, the teachers across the country do amazing work in the orals. Loads of them will come in on their Easter holidays. They'll calm down the kids before the oral who they know suffer a little bit of anxiousness before exams. They'll be reminding them of X, Y, and Z. So, you know, it'd be remiss of me not to point out what the teachers across Ireland do in what is technically their own time, you know. And they take a huge amount of work on board for the orals. And they'll be there to help calm down the students too. As I always say about parents, what's your job? You know, pick them up afterwards and take them for a chicken roll if they want it and just say, hope all went well.
I think that was the extent of it last year, is get them out the door in the morning and have some food ready in the evening. I know there's only very little time left, but if you could try and have a little conversation with somebody who speaks Irish, that would be useful too, wouldn't it?
It does. And, you know, there's great facilities across to practice. You know, you can practice online, you can practice with a friend. As you come closer and closer to exams, what my daughter did last year was 2 or 3 friends got together. Probably not on Thursday evening this year now because of the match tonight, but tomorrow evening. And not everyone starts on Saturday. Some people start on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. And 3 of them just got in a group and they just practiced with each other talking, you know, and that was a huge help to Alice.
Great stuff. Dan, thank you very much for that indeed. Dan Sheehy there, Principal of the Tuition Centre. And you'd have to say, Dan, you wouldn't want to be one of them, would you? The best of luck to all of you taking those exams.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
At Mount Carmel, we care for every part of you, from simple checkups to complex surgeries and everything in between. With a team of primary and specialty care physicians, specialized nurses, and expert staff who not only help you get better, but help you stay well. Here, care is compassionate, personal, trusted. We provide care without limits, so you can live that way too. Mount Carmel, more care for all of you.